I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided Radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show this lovely Sunday morning. So we are just all in on the holiday season. All of a sudden, here it is upon us. I cannot believe it. I hope you guys are, you know, staying away from stress, avoiding the craziness, and just trying to relax and enjoy the season and the reason for the season. And I hope it's all going well for you. Well, you know, every Sunday we like to talk about our weekly winning word, and we kind of incorporate that into our interview with our guest. And I'm so excited, as I am every week. I know every week I say I'm so excited, but really am thrilled today to have my good friend and guest with me today, Mrs. Makeisha Armstrong. Hey, Makeisha.
Hey, Kim Martin. How are you, my friend?
I am wonderful. How are you doing?
Fantastic.
Yeah. So, you know, when I was making the preparation, no pun intended, as I was making the preparation for this radio show and thinking about our weekly winning word, which happens to be preparation, I thought of you and I thought, man, this will be a great show because this is kind of your life in teaching people how to be intentional, how to have that action plan, and really being prepared. Preparation, it's key to success, don't you think?
Absolutely, absolutely, Kim. You know, one of the things that I was thinking about as I was intentionally making preparation to speak with you and to share with the listening audience on this morning was about, you know, I've been blessed, very, very fortunate to have had an opportunity for over the past 25 years, and I guess I'm kind of telling my age, but
you must have started to work when you were like 10 or something.
And that is why I love you, Kim, but you know, over the last 25 years, I've had an opportunity to enjoy a career in human resources. And so as a result, I've learned a lot about people, and I've had so much exposure to people. So you can say, I'm in the people business, right? And so as a result, you know, one of the things that I have had an opportunity to really just kind of see with working with people is what happens when they actually do make preparation and what happens when they don't, you know, just the pros and cons, the successes and the failures associated with that. And so I've just learned so much about why it makes sense to actually provide the time that you need, set aside the time, and actually make preparation for whatever it is that you're doing, because the benefits are huge.
That's right. And we are coming into the end of this year, 2018, and it's time to make preparation for 2019, right?
Absolutely.
What is it that you want to do? What are your goals? What are your dreams? You need to start writing those down and start preparing what your path is going to look like for success. Well, I do want to encourage you, now is the time to get registered for our Motivational Leadership Conference that's going to happen on January 19th at Richwoods High School. That is definitely a place that you want to kick off the year in preparation for success. So I want to put a little plug in there. And we're going to be talking about some of the opportunities for a workshop, Makeisha, that you're going to be offering and available there for people to look into as well. But if you have not joined our community or checked out our website, just want to encourage you now to take a look, ivedecided.org. You can just hop on the website, ivedecided.org, and take a look. And we want to help you achieve your goals. We want to help you be successful. We want you to make 2019 the best year and turn that impossible into possible. So I am really looking forward to what you have to say about this preparation. And I know that being prepared is so personal, And that, what's the first steps that you would tell someone that you were coaching, Makisha, as far as being prepared? What do we need? What kind of information do we need to have?
Well, you know, when it comes to being prepared, it's reminding people that it's not something to be afraid of, because we are in preparation mode all the time. So just think about it, Kim, right? We had to prepare for the show today. We prepare to go to work. We prepare to pick our kids up from school. We prepare for dinner, because dinner doesn't make itself. And if it did, I wish somebody would tell me, because I completely missed the boat on that. And then, of course, Christmas is coming up. And so, you know, we're preparing, you know, most of us full out to make certain that we have that best Christmas ever. And so the tools and the skill sets that you need to be a preparer, we already have it, because we always are operating in preparation mode. We just need to recognize and embrace it. So that's kind of like the first thing that I would talk with people about, just to make certain that, again, they don't need to be afraid. They just need to move forward with making certain that they embrace that mindset that they can do it if they choose to.
Right. Now, I know at our conference in September, where you were the keynote for us, you actually used the analogy of an automobile when it comes to being intentional and preparing. Where did that come from? And I thought that was so cool, and it's such a good idea. Can you tell the audience a little bit about that presentation and how you used the automobile as kind of that guide to be intentional and make that action plan? I know sometimes we take better care of our cars than we do ourselves, don't we?
Amen. So, you know, it's interesting. I think, you know, we've had so many vehicles, it's probably an embarrassment to even go into the details about that. But I actually know a lot about vehicles. And then my father actually was an auto diesel mechanic. And so I learned growing up just so much about how to care for a vehicle. And most of us drive, and it's something that everybody can typically relate to. And, you know, I just started to formulate some thoughts about, you know, how do we make people really get it about this concept of being intentional and utilizing the driving concept? Because typically the first thing that we need to do is make certain that we are inflating our tires. You know, we got to kind of check out the condition of the vehicle. And so, you know, one of the things that I kind of talked about was the fact that in order for you to be able to succeed, you need to be encouraged. That's really the very first thing. And so with the vehicle, if you do not have the tire pressure at the proper PSI, which is typically between 30 and 35 within the vehicle, your car is not going to perform at the maximum performance level that it's designed to perform at. And we're no different. We're not wired any different in that regard. We need to make certain that we have the appropriate sources of encouragement to keep us inflated so that we can perform at the maximum level that we need to perform at in order to make certain that we go, that we're able to go along our journey and actually reach our goals. So that's one of the things. But then also there's this concept of, you know, the deflated tire. So if your tire is deflated, then guess what? You're going nowhere. You're going nowhere. I mean, you can have your car gas up and everything, but if that vehicle, if those tires are deflated, you're not going anywhere. And so same thing with us. If we're not motivated, if we're not encouraged, if there's someone that is in our lives or something that is in our lives that is always deflating us, then we're not going to be motivated to move forward and implement the action plan. And actually just the first step of just getting in the car, turning on the ignition, right, and driving that, you know, driving out of the back or backing out of the driveway, we're not going to even get there because we're not motivated. We're completely deflated. And so, you know, you got to identify those deflation sources in your life, and you got to deal with them or you got to remove them.
You know, and it's, I think less and less people are setting goals in the new year. You know, they say the New Year's resolutions are starting to decline. And that makes me sad, you know, because I think that, It's the excitement. It's the hope of the new year. It's the idea that, you know, maybe I didn't complete my action plan in 2018, but 2019's coming and now I can reevaluate and figure out what to do. And I think really exactly what you're saying, Makisha, a lot of people are deflated, you know, with everything that we have going on, with how busy we are. It's so easy to get zapped and deflated, and setting a goal or even having a goal or even thinking the thought of preparing for a goal feels a little overwhelming.
Well, and Kim, you know, it's kind of funny. You just said something there that just made me think about the fact that some of the reasons why people are not motivated to continue on with goals is because they are comparing themselves to other people's definition of success. And so, you know, one of the really interesting things is that, you know, you don't know what happened during the course of a person's life that would have given them the drive and the initiative to be able to move at a faster pace, perhaps, than you are moving at in order to reach their goals and dreams. You don't know what adversities that they have dealt with. So I think that it's unfair. It's unfair for people to just throw in the towel when they say, oh, well, when I look at so-and-so's journey, they're so much further along and I'll never be able to reach that particular milestone. I'm just going to throw in the towel. I'm just going to be done. Don't do it. You're doing yourself a disservice. You need to just pick yourself up, dust yourself off, create a plan that is specific and unique for you based on your goals, your dreams, right, based on how you define success. Because my definition of success is different from your definition of success,
that's
Kim, right?
That's right.
You know, you have amazing business opportunity that just continues to unfold. And I'm just like sitting on the sidelines looking with awe at just all the wonderful things that are just kind of landing in your lap. But I applaud everything that's going on in your life, and I am totally on board with cheering you on and supporting you. But that's not my journey.
Right.
My journey looks different from yours. And so I already know that. And I'm not going to look at you with just, you know, crazy eyes. I'm going to support you. And so I think that's another thing, is that sometimes, you know, I just hate to admit it, but sometimes we fall into a little bit of a jealous trap because, you know, we don't feel like we measure up to people.
Right.
You know, just don't do that. It's just
do
a
not
waste.
Compare. In my
it's
book,
just a waste
I,
of time.
Is. And
yeah.
In my book, I talk about how comparing truly steals your joy. It steals your joy because you have a purpose. I have a purpose. All of us have a purpose, and it's all a different purpose. And we might even do similar things. We might even be in a similar job role or own
exactly.
a similar type of business. But it doesn't matter. You still don't need, you know, you still have your own purpose. And one of my favorite lines, and I say this all the time, and I tell my girls at Curves, we work in, you know, the fitness industry, so there's always something new and something exciting, and they get nervous, you know, like they're like, oh no, this new place is opening. And I say, without you, they can't be you.
Exactly.
It's as simple as that. You can't be them and they can't be you. So they can't compete with you because they don't have you. The only way someone can compete with you is if you're on their team. You're working with them, right?
Right.
And
right.
So our biggest competition really is ourselves and how we
gosh.
View things, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, it's interesting because I kind of think about the old adage, really, we just need to worry about blooming where we're planted.
Mm-hmm.
Just focus on what it is that you have in front of you. Focus on your journey. Have tunnel vision. That's another thing that I talked about with the car analogy with respect to the conference. We have to have tunnel vision. Set your sights on whatever it is that your personal destination is, and do everything that you can do to make certain that you reach your goals. We really don't have time to, you know, just keep checking. I mean, it's important to check the side mirrors, and it's important to actually look in the rearview mirror. But when have you ever When have you ever seen a person driving down the highway and they're only looking in the rearview mirrors and they're only looking at the side mirrors? You know, you have to look at, you know, the big old windshield that's right in front of you and focus on your own vision.
That is so true. So well said, Makisha. I love it. Hey, guys, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to I've Decided Radio Show this morning. We're so grateful that you are taking the time to enjoy this program, and we really appreciate your support. I am talking to Makisha Armstrong about our weekly winning word preparation and just talking about being prepared and living intentional. And I hope that you're enjoying your weekly winning resources and utilizing those to help you along your success journal. If you are not receiving them, we want to get you signed up so that you can start receiving your weekly winning resources every Sunday afternoon. It's simple. You can join our community by just logging on to ivedecided.org and also learn more about our motivational and leadership conference series that kicks off on Saturday, January 19th. You'd be able to meet Makisha there, and she is going to be sharing about a workshop that we have coming up in 2019, really about that action plan for life and being prepared for life and being prepared for goals. So it's going to be really exciting, and we want you to get on board. We want you to join our community and get on track of to being successful. We can help you with that. And so just Makisha, it's amazing to me, this your idea of this be intentional. I say it all the time. Ever since we met, now I say it all the time. Got to be intentional. Like Makisha said, got to be intentional.
Well, you know what's funny, Kim, because
be intentional.
Well, of course, now I'm like, I've decided to be intentional, you know, so I've kind of merged the two. But, you know, just as a reminder to our listening audience, what does it mean to be intentional? And by definition, being intentional means that you are fully aware of performing an action. You're doing something deliberately. You're conscientious about making something happen. It's premeditated. It's preconceived. It's pre-planned. It's intended. It's voluntary. It's the exact opposite of procrastination. And so sometimes, you know, people fall into the trap of not wanting to prepare because they're just into procrastination mode. And so, you know, the other thing that we kind of talked about at the conference is, you know, what do you need to do today, right now, in order to actually start to get yourself in preparation mode? And one of the things that you want to do is simply shift your mindset. Oh my gosh, it's mind over matter. It's huge. And so in that regard, you have to move from being idle to taking action. You need to move from just having an idea to actually implementing an idea. And then also just stop thinking about it. Let's start doing it.
Yeah. You're speaking my language, Makisha. You're speaking my language, right? That's what we want to help people do, obviously.
So. We do. We do want to make people, we want to position them to be successful and to be able to move forward without being afraid. And that's another thing that just kind of, you know, pigeonholes us many times. I mean, I can tell you that there are so many things that I've done in my life that I've done them afraid, because for me, probably because I am intentional. I'm intentional because I'd like to control the outcome. Let's just be honest.
Well, you know what, Makisha, that is such a good point. We aren't in ultimate control, right? We are, our choices do matter, and we can control. I love what you're saying. You can control the outcome. You can, you know, put your best foot forward. Now, we can't determine what's going to happen tomorrow.
Exactly.
Sometimes, I mean, there's exception to every rule, right? Somebody may be listening and saying, you know, I did all that and it didn't work out for me. You don't understand my story. And you're right. I know there are exceptions to the rule, but in general, when we do prepare, like you said, you can control your outcome, and you've lived enough and experienced enough and been I'm sure you've experienced not being prepared and the outcome of that.
Absolutely. And, you know, Kim, it's very interesting because, you know, you just got to move forward. You just got to do it afraid, but you just got to be prepared. And at the end of the day, you may not be able to arrive at the outcome for plan A, but if you've prepared well, you've got a plan A, a plan B, and a plan C. Because here's the reality, and I know I'm going to go off on a tangent, but I think this
That's
is what
okay.
happens.
We like tangents. I like tangents.
I think this is what happens is that sometimes we just set unrealistic expectations. And that's a huge problem. You know, the reality is that we're going to fail. That is the reality. But depending upon how much preparation you've made, that's going to probably determine the magnitude of your failure. So we have to be realistic when we're putting our plans together. And then sometimes, you know, we don't fail the process. Sometimes the process just fails us. So it's just a reality. We just have to just step out on faith and make certain that we're just not afraid to implement our goals and our dreams. Because if we don't do it, then how will it get done? Because what you allow will remain. And that's one of my favorite sayings, because if you don't do anything to take action and implement change, then nothing is going to happen. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Right. And don't be afraid to make mistakes. That's another good point. I always tell people that I'm coaching, disappointment is not disaster. You know, yeah, no, failure is going to be disappointing. If you take a leap of faith and it doesn't turn out the way you thought it would turn out, sure, it'll be disappointing. You're going to be disappointed, but it's just a disappointment. Like the old saying goes, you get back on the horse, right? You get back on the horse, you fall off the horse, you get back on.
Well, and you know, it's those disappointing situations. If we have, if we take the opportunity to just digest it, we can learn a lot from it. Here's an example in regards to one of the things that I love to do with people is to coach them on how to have a successful job interview, right? And so what happens is many times, you know, they think that they've gone in and they think that they nailed it. You know, they just nailed that interview, and then they don't get a call back, or, you know, sometimes they don't hear anything at all, or they get the Dear John letter. So that's not necessarily just a failed opportunity. It's, you got to kind of sit and think about, okay, what are the opportunities for improvement for the next time that I have a job interview, so that I can make certain that I am really just hitting it out the park and maximizing that opportunity. I mean, employers are busy. They have only so much time that they can spend with each candidate. And so, with respect to making preparation, you really want to prepare as much as possible for that interview to make certain that, you know, that 15 minutes or 30 minutes that you're allotted with that interviewer, that you're really just making them understand all of your strengths and what are the contributions that you can provide to add value to that organization. And so many people, they just don't put the time in to do it. And as a result, they go through interview after interview after interview without having the success that they're looking for. So, of course, that's a plug for come see me if you're struggling with that.
Because I love that.
I can help you with that.
And I want to share a few minutes. I want to kind of give an idea. So tell me a little bit about this workshop happening in 2019. And you're going to be have that available for people at our kickoff Motivational Leadership Conference on Saturday, January 19th. And what is that going to look like? Do you have it? I know you probably are still working on all the details, but is it going to, you know, what can you give us as a little teaser?
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm so passionate about helping people to achieve their goals and dreams. And so what we're going to do, or what it's going to look like, is it's going to have a self-assessment process, because there are some things in our lives. If you are coming to this particular workshop, there are definitely some things in your life that you have not dealt with, that you have not addressed. So we're going to go through this self-assessment process to try to weed out a couple of things and really kind of get down to the heart of maybe the root cause of some of the issues that you're dealing with in your life that are preventing you from going forward, right? So that's going to be a big piece of that process. And then we're going to spend some time discussing, why does it make sense to create a life plan? I mean, we plan for everything in our lives. Why wouldn't we spend some time just sitting down, taking a look at the big picture of our life and determining what it is that I want to be and do when I grow up? So I don't think I'm going to ever stop growing up personally, because my life plan is always continuing to get updated and to flourish, and I'm injecting new things in it all the time. So we're going to spend some time talking about that. And then, of course, we're going to identify the major topics in a person's life that they'll want to plan for. So, you know, for example, for me, personally, I really believe in community, in giving back, in volunteering. And so I have been very intentional about either seeking opportunities, or when opportunities come my way that I know, oh, this one will work for me because it aligns with what I want to do in the future. It aligns with my personal value proposition and things of that nature. So we're going to identify those things, those planning topics in people's lives. And then, of course, at the end of the day, I'm going to help you to actually create an action plan. So it's going to be based on whatever it is that you want it to be. It could be, you know, for the most part, just to give you a little bit more of a teaser, it's like typically six major areas in your life that you want to plan for. But maybe you want to apply that same strategy to some very specific goals. You know, maybe you want to initiate a business. Maybe you want to get a new job. Maybe it's you want to actually improve a certain skill set. So we're going to talk about that stuff, and we're going to make a plan, and you're going to walk away with some information that you will not regret having, and you will not regret having spent that opportunity and the money. And it'll be nominal. Kim and I were still kind of working out the details on that, but you know
you got to invest in yourself.
You do.
It's the best ROI you're gonna get.
You do. And you know, and it kind of goes back to the conference. That's one of the things that I talked about, is the fact that, you know, if you want to create an intentional plan for whatever it is, as part of that self-assessment, you have to determine, you know, what are the tools in the toolbox that you have, and what are the tools that you are missing? So the tools that you're missing, you have got to do something to get those tools in the toolbox. So that may mean that you need to take a seminar. Maybe that means you go back to school. Maybe that means that you get certified in a certain, a level of a class, or whatever it may be. But you need to have that self-assessment to determine, where are you having gaps? And you got to invest in yourself in order to be able to close up those gaps and be able to reach those goals.
Preach, preach, Makisha. I love it. Hey, it just amazes me how fast, once we get going, the half hour goes. Every Sunday, it just flies by. I can't believe it. But I'm sure if you aren't fired up from listening to Makisha over the last hour, I don't know. You definitely need to get registered for the conference then, and get motivated and get inspired, and, you know, get the like Makisha, what you said, the tools and the resources, you know, the tools, the resources, the motivation, the inspiration, the education, information, the right mindset, accountability, support.
Absolutely.
All those pieces of the puzzle for success. And that's what we want to do with I've Decided. We want to help you achieve your goals and dreams, whatever they might be. That's our purpose. Our mission is simply your success. We want you to be successful. We want to connect you to people like Makisha, who can coach you and give you the information and plan, you know, so that you can work the plan and be successful. We hope that you'll join us, and we hope that you'll check that out. Make sure you visit Makisha at her table and look into the workshop that you're going to be teaching, making your life plan, your action plan for life. That's going to be a good one, Makisha.
It's going to be fantastic. Listen, meet me there. Meet me at the conference. It's going to be phenomenal. And please do stop by and see me, because, again, it's going to be very affordable. It's not about making the money, but it's about helping people to achieve their goals, their dreams, and their aspirations.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being with me today, Makisha.
Thank you.
I always love spending time with you. And thanks again for tuning in to I've Decided Radio Show this Sunday morning. We are out of time, so enjoy the rest of your day, and we will be back next week.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?